And joining us in studio this morning, members from the Rock Falls Rotary, we have, of course, Betty Clements, Tom Myers, and Judge Alberts. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
I'll just say Mike and not Judge.
That's fine, especially since I'm not a judge anymore. I'm retired.
You are. Well, how's everybody doing this morning?
Very good.
Peachy.
Glad to hear it. Betty's kind of over here on my side, but if you need to say something, you can always use my microphone, Betty. You know, no problem. Well, we got quite a few things to roll through here. Of course, it was just a couple of weeks back. The End of Polio Now Walk took place, and what a great outcome that was. Mike?
It was. We had perhaps the best weather we've ever had during this walk. This was our sixth annual walk. We had 51 people, actually probably a few more than that, but 51 people were in the picture that we took for the walk. Six clubs were involved, six clubs locally. That included us at Rock Falls, also Twin City, Dixon, the Rotaract Club out at Sauk Valley College, Sterling Noon Club, and the Walnut Club. We had kind of a small informal ceremony before the walk, talked a little bit about polio and the progress we're making against it, and in fact, I should mention that. When we started in 1988, along with several other groups, in an effort to eradicate polio, there were over 325,000 cases worldwide. As of today, there are fewer than a handful of cases reported. And we've completely eradicated polio in Africa, which was a hard place to obtain eradication. And the only places where polio remains are Afghanistan and Pakistan. And you can understand why it has been hard to eradicate polio there. It's because of the terrain, because of the political climate, because of the fact that it's they're both war-torn countries to a degree, especially Afghanistan. That has made it very difficult to eradicate polio there. But even there, we're down to a handful of cases. At any rate, the walk this year was a little different than it had been in years past. In years past, we walked totally along the canal from Centennial Park up the canal to the dam, across the dam and back that same route. This year, we walked along the canal up to 2nd Street in Rock Falls, headed west on 2nd to 1st Avenue or Route 40, back down Route 40 to 11th Street, and 11th Street back to the park. It was a little longer route, and it was very warm also this year. So we raised a total of a little over $1,000. We're not completely done receiving funds as a result of the parade, so it may be more than that. In fact, it probably will be more than that by the time we're done. But at any rate, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation matched that with twice the funds, so they're going to be contributing over $2,000 for a total then as a result of the parade of over $3,000. We have numerous people to thank as a result of the walk and what they did for us, including you, Tom, and WSDR for publicizing the event. We'd also like to thank the Sauk Valley Food Bank for contributing water and granola bars to help during the event. The Coloma Park District for furnishing the use of the Centennial Park and the shelter there, and the Gazette for helping us publicize along with WSDR. Next year, we hope to do it again the first weekend of October, and we hope that this becomes, it already has become an annual event, we hope it continues to be an annual event.
And hopefully the day comes where polio is ended, and then we can turn that event into something else.
That would be great.
Well, thank you for that update, Mike. And Also, hey, Tom Meyer, good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you.
And is this the first time you've been back in studio since becoming president for the Rock Falls chapter?
Yes. The last time I was here, we discussed Rotary Exchange, the exchange students.
Yes. I always love it when that happens.
Yeah, we have students come in and they tell their stories. It's usually very fascinating.
It is, and I'll be glad to when that comes to a safe level so we can get everything running with that again.
Yeah, hopefully next year.
Yeah. Let's see. Betty is joining us also. Betty, good to see you.
Good to see you too, Tom.
You always bring the sunshine in.
I don't know about that.
Well, you and Tom are going to be talking about the Life Grant.
Yeah, Tom's going to take off and share the particulars.
Sure. The Life Grant is a reading, a book grant is essentially what it is. If the Dolly Parton Foundation, years ago, back when I was on the United Way board, that became an issue. And the Dolly Parton Foundation, if your child is born, I know at CGH, and I won't attest to the other local hospitals, but I know at CGH, when your child's born, you can sign up for this program, and your child will receive a book every month from ages 1 through 5. Is that right? So for the first 5 years of their life, they're getting a book. All the feedback's been great. The books are age appropriate, of course, and really, really good program to have. So they asked for some assistance. Our Rotary District grants us $1,000 per club, and then we have the option to put in another $500 if we want, and they'll match it as long as we're coming up. So, long story short, what we've just given was between the three clubs, we have the Twin City Sunrise in Sterling and the Sterling Noon Rotary, and then the Rock Falls Rotary. Between the three of us, we gave $8,000. And that includes the district grant that was included. So the Life program got $8,000, and I know the United Way raises money for that as well, and that's one of their programs that they give to. So, but overall, it's really been a good program, and I know that program has been going strong for at least 15 years, probably closer to 20 years, and with some really good fanfare. You have anything to add to that, Betty?
Oh, I could talk for eons of time when it comes to the Life program and books for kids, because what Tom has just shared is exactly how it came to be. And as a result, the Whiteside County children, over 16,000 of them, receive a book in the mail every month. And it takes a lot of money fundraising to support 16,000 children getting 12 books annually. So as a result, this grant really helped to fund the Life program, because the pandemic last year eliminated the big fundraiser, the power of the purse.
That's
we
right.
didn't hold that fundraiser, so $18,000 went by the wayside. And so the clubs decided they wanted to do something to keep that program going. I think the beauty of what Tom has just shared is when he mentioned the fact that this wasn't just Rock Falls Rotary. This is Rock Falls, the Twin City Sunrise, and the Sterling Noon Clubs, which are the three Rotary clubs in Whiteside County. Morrison already had another project that they were planning on doing, so they chose not to join us in the Life program. But we multiplied our money for the program when we all went together and pooled our funds, and as a result, the district matched it for everybody, and we got to $8,000. That was a blessing in disguise that was able to come through, because we didn't know at the time that we wrote the grant whether the power of the purse fundraiser was going to take place or not. Right. And as it turned out, it went virtual instead of being a face-to-face, just because of the Delta variant that was frightening everybody about attending in large numbers. So I think the program has been successful, and we know that any child that is between the ages of birth and 5, their parent can call United Way, and they can get them on the list. If they weren't born, if they moved into Whiteside County, they're still entitled to get a book. If they live in Whiteside County, that's what the program is for.
Right.
By the way, Life means literacy is fun for everyone.
Right.
And I like to say literacy is fundamental.
That's right.
For everyone, because it truly is. Setting that basis when they are very young to listen and to look at pictures, to identify the spoken word, to realize and interact with the book, those are all the traits that you need to instill in children before the age of 3. That's the indicator of how successful they will be when they finally get to school. So this program is remarkable.
And that comes from a former teacher, actually my former teacher, Betty. So.
Oh, yes. Well, I look around the community, and I have so many that can say that, Tom.
She's a teacher in and out of the classroom.
Absolutely.
Always good leadership.
That may be true. So it's a good program.
A lot of people think of Dolly Parton. They think of Dollywood. They think of country music. But they don't realize all the things that she does across the country.
Yes.
Oh, this the program of the Dolly Parton Imagination Library has been really embraced by Rotary nationwide, worldwide. Mm-hmm. I mean, she sends books out of the U.S. to Rotary clubs. And it's a wonderful program because it really gives that child who receives that book in the mail something to look forward to. It's theirs. And children are possessive, you know. Their toys are the same way. They have what they want, and they know what is theirs. And when they get that book, they run to the mailbox when the book has come because they realize that that night their parent is going to be able to read them a new story.
Wow.
Yes. know. It's exciting. And the parents will tell you that. The children will tell you that also.
Yep.
And I see a note here at the bottom, and I asked you, greenery?
Yes.
Greenery? What is a greenery?
Well, what is a greenery? I want to share, and Mike and Tom can help me with this. Our club does a number of fundraisers. Obviously, the corn boil is the biggest one. And in addition to that, we do a couple of other projects throughout the course of the year, and one of them is that we take orders, pre-sale orders, of greenery at Christmas time. Now, obviously, the orders have to be turned in by the end of October, so the time is coming very quickly where if you want to place an order for a wreath or for a swag or for a pine cone basket or we have candles, we have garlands that you can put around the outside of a doorway. There's a number of items that are available. And this year, thank goodness, we finally are able to get it online so you can go straight to a website. You can order your items there. They come shipped directly to you at the address that you put in. So if you want to order something for Aunt Mary that lives out in Arizona and she's already out there as a snowbird, you can go ahead and you can send it to her home and her address in Arizona. It's all included in the price. So I just wanted to share what that website was and to mention some of the items that are there and the deadline. So that website is Sherwood, just like it sounds, Sherwood fundraiser.com. Sherwood Forest is the one in the state of Washington that provides all the greenery and creates them. And then it's a / Rock Falls Rotary. Rock Fall Rotary. There's not an S, apparently. Rock Fall.
I think that's a typo.
You think it's a typo?
I think it is Rock Falls Rotary on the website, but I think it's a typo on our page here.
Oh, on our page here. Well, that's good because I would hate to be telling them the wrong thing.
No, I think it's spelled correctly. It's spelled correctly on the website.
Such a deal. So the important part is to go to the Sherwood Forest website, and that's sherwoodfundraiser.com. / and then you put in the group that is selling it, in this case Rock Falls Rotary. So we do ask that all orders that are placed online, you have to put in a credit card. So that part is like ordering anything online. Mm-hmm. But again, it is shipped directly to you, and Rock Falls Rotary will reap the benefit of that purchase. Yep. So it's a fundraiser for us where we get a small cut of each of these. But I'll tell you, I personally purchase, I can't tell you how many, for gifts of different individuals. The greenery is absolutely luscious. It is so moist when it arrives in a plastic. It smells great if you want to keep it in the house. But mm-hmm. if you put it outside, it will will last through May. If we have cold weather and you hang it on a garage or on a door that is out in the cold all winter long, it stays. It never turns brown. So I have purchased it for years. And I think we've been doing it how many years, guys?
At least four. That I can.
Oh, more than that.
Yeah, I think maybe close to 10.
Probably at least 10. I know the Rock Falls High School American Field Service that used to have the exchange student that came through, they used to sell it.
Okay.
And then when they stopped doing that program, no longer taking exchange students in, nobody sold it for a while. And then the Rock Falls Rotary picked it up. And it kind of has a history in this area of being beautiful greenery.
Well, I know my wife loves it.
I know. I do too.
She wraps the stairway the stair railings with the
garland
and put the wreath. It just smells like Christmas.
It does smell like Christmas.
It really does.
We have people in the district that buy it every year also. In fact, there are several people in the Rockford Club that always place their orders. Once you have purchased it, you'll always purchase it again.
I agree.
I think that's what it is. It's not a fly-by-night group. They have been in business for a lot of years. So I'll just mention one last time, by the end of October, you have to have gone to the website, and that website is SherwoodFundraiser.com/Rock Falls Rotary.
And you brought in a great flyer here. Are these going to be available anywhere?
They're on the website.
Okay.
Each of the items and the amount of money that each one costs and what you need to do, all the directions, everything is there. So it's a beautiful way of not having to approach any one of us. But Mike would take orders, Tom would take orders, I would take orders. If you want to call any one of the three of us, we'd gladly take your order from you. So.
Absolutely.
It says I'm on their website, a trusted partner for nonprofit groups.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. So it was Rock Falls Rotary then on the website.
I just went to the SherwoodForestFarms.com.
Okay.
I should.
You haven't gone to the next step.
I could do that just to see what that does for us. I'm going to leave that up there.
I probably should have gone there before I started to talk about it. That might have been a wise decision on my part. Sorry.
No need to apologize. Let's go, Rook.
Well, I grabbed the form as I got out of the car and thought, this is a perfect opportunity.
Maybe it's me. I could be all thumbs. Me and, but I didn't do fundraiser in there. I did something entirely.
It wasn't complete.
Yeah, it's me. See, it's always me.
Well, you know what? I have the same problem. And focusing on a screen sometimes is not as easy as it used to be.
Let's see how I've done now.
There it is.
Rock Falls Rotary Club. And I did it. SherwoodFundraiser.com/Rock Falls Rotary.
And it's there. All right. Thank you much. Hey, appreciate it entirely.
Did we get everything in?
We did, other than what Keith was going to talk about. Okay. And since he wasn't here, we'll save it for another time.
We can do that. So, Mike, good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thank you, Tom.
Betty is always good to see you. As
and thank you, Tom.